Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of The Daily Dose with your host, me, Dax.
That was the Daily Dose with your host. That I think that's the new one right there.
Oh
I like
yeah,
that.
for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so before we start off anything, I just want to say we're gonna go through our dashboard for the Anchor podcasts. We're just gonna go through our stuff, okay? We did this last episode. We're just gonna let everything load. 148 plays, 29 estimated audience size,
Nice.
United States 59%, Canada 12%, Germany 3%, and then there's a lot more. Gender 100% male, so that's nice to see. So that's everything. Got any anything like? So what you got?
I friend
Oh yeah, what game?
one group. It's not that old. Getting
Getting
over it.
over it. I don't. I.
Yeah, it's the guy that's stuck in the cauldron, and then he has like the sledgehammer, and he has to try to get on top of the mountain.
Oh, that's an old game, isn't it?
Really hard. That's from being
Yeah,
told.
I don't know if I've seen people beat it yet.
A bunch of
Like
people
oh,
beat it. What are you
the only
talking
ones
about?
I watch is compilations of people like raging at it. Cause they can't get
Oh,
past
yeah,
the
that happens
orange.
multiple times.
Did you get to that part?
That part is so hard.
Jeez. You beat the game?
I beat it.
Damn.
Yeah, I just said so.
I've never played it, so I don't know how hard it actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Or I'm gonna make you play it one day.
I seen your texts on Discord.
Yeah.
You're ready to go back to school?
Honestly,
Mean,
it's like so
I'm not.
boring,
I'm.
honestly.
I just want to keep making videos.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's a
but
good
like I'm
point.
not a YouTuber, honestly.
Yeah,
I
I miss
miss
my
my
friends too, but
friends. I
like,
miss
I
my
don't want to
school
go. We're
friends.
in grade 10 now. It's just gonna get harder from
Yeah,
there.
so. Yeah,
United
so.
States, they're going back to school apparently. Yeah, and every day they're breaking records for
They are?
coronavirus.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
why he was like, they
it's
are.
stupid.
Yeah.
The people that think that coronavirus isn't real, they get it from Trump because he kept saying like, "Oh, it's not that bad, it's not that bad." And now he's wearing a mask. So like, once your president is saying that the coronavirus isn't that bad and your president is now wearing a mask, I think that should click in their head that this is gonna get bad. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
maybe.
so I before we started this podcast, I was thinking, how do we make this one step bigger? And then I'm thinking, yeah, like, should we start posting
One
these on
step
YouTube
bigger.
too?
Oh no, honestly.
Like,
And we
it's
could do
your
it if we
call.
wanted
'Cause,
to.
like, if we were to, like, I'm thinking if we post it on YouTube, I say then we just re also record our faces or, like, I do a face cam kind of thing to make it a bit more interesting. But then we would also make the podcast, like, 30 minutes long. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Zero thought went into
Yeah.
this podcast. I think I just texted you at like 11 in the morning. I'm like, yo, you want to make a podcast?
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, it was, yeah, sure.
No thought went into this. So you got anything to talk about?
Yeah. Me,
no. Any questions or anything?
Nope. Any questions?
What's your favorite color? No. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I mean, we could, I don't know if we want to talk about this, but I want to talk about something. Mr. Beast. He's going to sue someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, I heard.
People using his face for ads to make money. Speaking of him, honestly. I want to go to his Social Blade. And if you don't know what Social Blade is, it's just stuff for, like, stats about YouTube. And he's at 4.40 million subscribers. But I want to see when he's going to hit. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
His yearly earnings, $25 million. Yearly earnings, $1.6 million. To 25 million. Jeez. Damn. I'm just going to look. I want to look at his future projections. All right. Yeah, oh my God. Guess just how long it's going to take for him to get to 100 million. Yeah. Subscribers.
100 million?
1 year? 1 year
maybe?
1 year and 8 months to get 100 million subscribers.
Yeah.
But in 5 years, he'll be at 400 million almost.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, that's...
That's insane.
That's a lot of, subscribers.
Yeah.
Damn, we got nothing here. I just came back from Regina. I guess. Right, yeah, what was that?
Yeah, I just said cool.
Right, I just got back from Regina. I was there for 4 days, I think. I just got to hang out with the family. That's about it. Pretty tired there. Yeah. Just honestly looking at my computer to just find something.
Why?
Yo.
Bro. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think the last time we tried to do a podcast, my cousins were here. Yeah. Yeah. They're are addicted to their So like usually get confused what's happening with the internet, and then all of a sudden I like go downstairs and they're all like downloading
oh my god
iPads while playing Roblox, and I'm just like, our internet cannot handle that, guys, can you please shut it off? And they're like, your internet sucks.
Oh my god. Oh, we just got a new internet router at my house, so.
Yeah, we're also getting another one.
Okay, this is like a question I ask a lot of people. And I get mixed feelings about it. You want to hear it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I actually have a chance on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
That's all?
Just... Yeah, just keep uploading. You'll get there. You'll find that one video that goes viral, and then you'll just
Yeah,
be
only if it
popular
was
for the
that
rest of your
easy
life.
though. I asked one of
Yeah,
my friends this
honestly.
question and he said no. He what did he say? He was like, there's just so many people on the platform. It's just going to be insanely hard to be like, there's like over 1 billion people making videos a day. So it's like, why would I be so special? And I get where he's coming
Yeah.
from that. Like, why would my video blow up out of the billions of people, other billions of people uploading videos at the exact same time? But yeah, it's just, go ahead.
Yeah, but yeah, you can like edit though, like really well.
I don't know if I'm
So
actually
yeah,
that good at
one thing going
editing.
for you.
Yeah, but
Better than
I
me.
also edit on a daily basis, practically.
I edit
Yeah,
like
it
once every
wasn't easy.
7 months.
I've been editing for like 2 years now, I think.
I've recently
What was
started
that?
editing. I recently started editing, and I
Oh,
think I'm gonna upload
really?
my first YouTube video.
Okay, you have to text me when that comes
Yeah.
out. Oh, that's gonna be lit.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, wait, I got.
Yeah, I'm
Well,
editing it, but
if you
like
don't
I'm
mind
giving
telling me,
up
what
too.
kind of video is it? No,
Watch,
you did
you're
not
just
just
gonna have
make
to
me.
wait,
You're gonna
bro.
have to wait, bro.
Yeah,
So,
I just
like I
did.
said, our estimated audience size is like 30 people. So I'm gonna take that to advantage. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Dax Lawrence. Get me to 300 subscribers before October 22nd, please and thank you.
Don't forget to dislike all his videos.
I recently came out with a shower thoughts video. Did you not see it?
You did?
Oh, it's
I
literally
might
it's
have seen
growing
it.
at
I
such
don't
a fast
remember.
rate. One day I went to sleep, it was at 170 views. I woke up, it was at 212 views.
Nice.
I know, right?
We have nothing
I'm
to
just
talk
saying that's like
about.
one of the fastest growing videos I've uploaded, but it quit growing as of right now. So, yeah. Oh, I also heard another story about apparently I'm
What?
inspiring kids for where we live to make YouTube channels, apparently. Supposedly, that's what I keep getting told.
You are?
There's like all these kids, like in Creighton especially, people are like, yo, have you watched Dax Lawrence? And like apparently people actually know about my channel.
Yeah, I mean, you get like 100 views,
Mean, I don't really, I don't consider
someone
myself
watches it.
a YouTuber, honestly. No.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Really?
Don't know. It's just like
Why?
I don't know. I have those like some one day I'm like, you know what? It was when I was at 200. No, it was like when I was at 170, 175 subs. I'm like, I'm deleting my channel. And then literally the next day, I was like, wait, there's literally 175 people in this world, subscribe to me. I can't just let that go. So yeah, it's on and off mixed feelings. And like, don't get me wrong, I love making videos and editing. It's iffy sometimes. Like the day in the life video, it was day in the life of a small YouTuber. I was literally editing from 9 o'clock till 1 a.m.
Oh yeah, video I'm editing, like I've been editing it for a week, but
Yeah.
like I'm not good at
What do
editing.
Really?
And I did an all-nighter.
Oh, yeah?
I think I'm done it.
So when are you going to upload it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What channel are you uploading it to? Like a new one or an old one?
A new one. My old one is just so bad.
So, like, you're starting off fresh.
Okay. Yeah, I need to. My old YouTube channel was so bad. Like,
me?
How many YouTube channels did you have before?
Before I started Dax Lawrence? Yeah. Oh, do you want to hear, like, the full story?
Yeah.
Okay, so the full story, it probably started in grade 5 when I was talking with this kid. I'm not going to name him, but he just recently started a YouTube channel, and this was like back 2015, I think. And he just recently started a YouTube channel, and he was making Minecraft videos, and like that's when I'm like, yo, I want to make gaming videos. So this is going to sound cringy, but I would make gaming videos on school computers with a free screen recorder and just upload them without any editing or nothing. They would literally just be called 07-08-15, which is the date it was recorded, and then the time. So 12:38 p.m. And yeah, I'm actually going to go to that channel right now. It was called, I think, what was it called? Oh, it was called It's Your Boy Dax. It's still on YouTube. It's Your Boy Dax. Search it up. It's still on YouTube. It's so cringy.
I'm going to search it up right now.
And when I was recording the videos, I didn't have a mic. I didn't have anything. The channel has 8 subscribers, 12 videos. And the audio is just so cringy because it was using the microphone from the computer. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, that sounds bad.
I think I got the dates wrong. Yeah, these videos were made in 2018, not 2015. Oh, that's because my parents didn't actually let me make a channel till 2018 when I turned 13, I think. And yeah, if you look at the channel, there's a lot of videos, and one is literally called February 26, 2018, 12:27 p.m. Still got no views. And then I just played Roblox. Oh man,
Roblox, it's still a great game.
So then
I remember when I made It's Your Boy Dax.
I made that channel. And then I think I made another one. It was, oh, Dax Sabroni Vlogs. That's still on YouTube. Or just Dax Sabroni, I think. Cool. If you just search up Dax Sabroni, it comes up with Dax Sabroni Vlogs. Yep. And then after that channel, I made Yo Just Dax, and then changed the name to Just Dax, and then changed the name Dax Daily, and then changed the name to Dax Lawrence, and then that's when that channel got started. And then I wanted to make gaming videos again.
Nice.
So then I made a channel called Klutz, I think. And I don't think you're going to be able to find that on YouTube. I don't think so. Because I don't think I...
Yeah, no. All I'm getting is a person with a...
Big Shop Clay Kit. I still have the channel. But I don't think I ever upload a video, so you're not going to find it. And then...
Yeah, I'm not finding it.
I just committed to Dax Lawrence, and that's how I got to 229 subscribers. And That's oh my god. I totally forgot about the first ever channel I made. Oh, I just remembered it.
You did?
Oh, so it was in 2016, I think. It. And this, no one, there's only one person that knows about that channel. And it's one kid I went to school with and me. And you know how it was a gaming channel. It was going to be a Minecraft channel. And the name was so cringy. I actually set up, I was going to make three channels. It was going to be Scared Gamer. It's so embarrassing. Yeah.
Scared Gamer.
And then I was going to change the name to SG Gaming.
Nice.
Oh, that was like the first ever channel name. And then, yeah, the reason why I started vlogging is obviously because of Logan Paul and Jake Paul blowing up. Yeah, so I guess you could say they were my inspiration. Because back then they were actually like, Jake Paul was actually all right.
Yeah, I guess so. Honestly. Yeah, I definitely watched them.
They were the big thing in 2017, 2018. And then they just killed their career. But Logan Paul's gained his career back, if you ask me. He's definitely a lot entertaining now. Like, just changing up his old style and everything. What's your history of YouTube, since we're still on this topic anyways? Yeah.
My history with YouTube. All right. So when I was like 5 or 6, I downloaded YouTube. And then I just watched Minecraft videos.
It's my only diet, Minecraft.
No, let's say it was either Minecraft or Roblox. But I don't think I watched Roblox. It was one of those. And then I remember my mom catching me watching it. And then there was just a guy swearing.
Oh my god, that happened to me too!
YouTube. And then I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Was it Sky Does Minecraft?
Oh my god, that's the same what happened to me when I was 7. I got banned off YouTube because I was watching him. What year was that? So I'm 15 in 2020. So that would have been 2012? Mm-hmm. 2011? Yeah,
that was 2011,
2010. And that's when Sky Does Minecraft. Yeah, that's when he was not kid friendly. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and then after I got unbanned, I made a YouTube channel. I think the channel is still up. It's Harry311. The only reason why it's that name was because of my Roblox account. It's also called Harry311, and that was like, I don't want to.
Fam, you have 30 subscribers on that channel. Other names.
Yeah, but, like, my friends, like, I think obviously subscribe to me.
Yeah, I'm subscribed to you.
Yeah. I think I privated every single video. This channel does not have any content. Yeah, like, my first upload ever, it was a Roblox video with one of my friends. We were playing Project Pokemon. And that was when I gained 5 subscribers in, like, a week. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm famous. And then I started playing Roblox a lot more. And I, this is very embarrassing, but I didn't know who PewDiePie was. And I made a video on a roller coaster of him. I had my laptop's microphone muted, so I didn't hear any in-game music. And I was like, who is this guy? And then literally in the background, it's like, PewDiePie! I was like, oh, wow. I didn't know that. And then I started uploading Terraria videos. Yeah. And then I gave up YouTube.
Yeah.
Because, well, I got bored of it. And then, yeah.
Jeez, I guess we both have history about YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube's like, you know, yeah, where I've mostly been on. Like, what else would I
have watched? Yeah, was Netflix even created back then? I wasn't allowed
Netflix for some reason when I was little. I think it was. It's just I wasn't allowed to go on Netflix.
Netflix was founded in 1997. That's like 23 years old. I wasn't
allowed to go on Netflix for a long time. 24
years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, didn't like Blockbuster like not like,
they could have bought Netflix? It, which I think was a mistake by them.
Yeah, but then they
didn't,
which was a big mistake. Because then I think Netflix. But you gotta think
about it like this: if Blockbuster bought Netflix, Netflix wouldn't be where it is today. It would be totally different. So Blockbuster could have bought Netflix, and it could have flopped. You really can't tell because we're not living it. We're living Blockbuster did not buy it. Mm-hmm. Netflix is popping right now. But speaking of popping, mm-hmm, you know who's popping?
Yeah.
Kid Who? Leroy or Leroy. Yeah.
Kid Leroy. Don't remember listening. Wait, the kid he, like, make Leroy music videos?
No, he's popping off right now. He just came out with an album, I think, called F Love, or he's coming out with an album called F Love. But he's just popping off on YouTube also. Yeah.
Really? I think I've heard of his name before, but I don't remember listening to him.
Yeah. F Love is called Selfish, Go, Tell Me Why, Wrong, Not Fair, F-Love. Addison Rae. Like, all these songs are, he's literally one of the, he's popping off right now. He's one of the most listened to rappers right now. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember this guy now. Yeah.
So I don't know. He's doing something right, obviously. Mhm. He's only got 500,000 subscribers, but that's gonna change. But he's only got 7 videos too.
Yeah.
Because like I think half of his music videos are on Lyrical Lemonade. Mhm. Oh, yeah, and Genius, like, he's only got 7 videos on his channel. Lyrical Lemonade. Damn. But yeah, he's just popping off. Who else is popping off? You know anyone popping off? Flight Reacts?
Flight Reacts. Yeah. I think you've heard about him before.
Oh, is it that guy that was like, LeBron and Curry were born in the same hospital? So damn, they're related.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, that's the only clip I know of him.
No, I remember sending you a picture from destroying his controller.
Damn, he's at like 2.5 million, 1,000 views.
Yeah, it's just he says dumb stuff, and then
yeah.
he just got famous
over one it. Video I can't stop watching. It's hold up, wait a minute, someone ain't right. I can't. Have you not seen that meme?
What? I
just search up hold up, before, wait a minute, something ain't right on YouTube and watch it. See if we'll get the audio in the podcast.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. So for all those viewers that are don't watch YouTube, don't know what YouTube is, I think we're going to stop talking about YouTube and start talking about something else now, you think?
Well, didn't Trump like
he still try is. To
ban TikTok? Yeah, I think I heard the news. He's like going to
September.
Ban it in September, I think.
I'm just searching it up right now. Okay, nothing's gonna pop up.
Trump will prohibit transactions with Bitbyte beginning September
20th. Okay.
Yeah, but I think Microsoft's buying TikTok.
They're trying to. They're trying to buy American TikTok.
So, like, oh, so Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft coming in clutch again. That's why I like Bill Gates. Like, a lot of people, like, you know Jeff Bezos, right? Yeah, he's, like, the richest man in the world. Well, I got beef with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
It just makes me mad, because, like, he's the richest man in the world, but I say he probably shouldn't be because he's literally not donating any money to anything. Bill Gates was the richest man in the world, but he keeps donating like billions of dollars to like help with coronavirus, give kids food, and then there's Jeff Bezos or whatever you say his last name, trying to become the first trillionaire. Yeah.
Trillionaire. I'll beat him.
I mean, he's not going to be the first trillionaire. I am, obviously. Oh, yeah? You want to have a race, then?
I am.
All right.
Bet. I'm fast.
Fast. Oh, yeah?
I run very fast.
YouTuber versus...
Yeah.
Are we doing the Challenger games, then? 100-meter sprint?
Oh, yeah, of course. You're going to get smoked. You're going to just lose.
All right. When school starts, you be me on the track. I'll set up my camera, and we'll see who's the faster runner then. 100-meter sprint, right, or bet. However long we... Okay, it's deal. Winner's the fastest man in half.
And if...
all right. I will be making a video about this. Thank you for the extra content.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. There's going to be, like, millions of people just
watching us. Oh, yeah, millions of people.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, live stream it on...
Facebook Live?
On, yeah, Facebook Live. Or maybe Twitch.
Me and Jamal got most improved in volleyball, so that's pretty sick.
Yeah, and I didn't play volleyball before
Literally, this kid, he shows up to tryouts. No, you tell the story.
And I'm literally like, hey. All right. I'm like, volleyball. Should I try out for volleyball?
Oh, maybe we did do it last podcast.
I think I asked you. And then you were.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to know the story, just listen to last podcast. yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was in the last podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But who do you think is going to win, me or Jamal, in a 100-meter sprint? You can, the video will be out in like 2 months, I think, hopefully. Yep. You can watch it either on my channel, or unless, maybe if Jamal records it on his channel. Yeah, I have a pretty good idea for this. So, yeah.
I'm pretty fast too. Like,
yeah, you are pretty fast. Plus, you're way smaller. I have longer legs.
Yeah. I'm small, and that makes me fast.
Sleeping schedules. What's your sleeping schedule?
Not here this night.
What?
Yeah.
You did an all-nighter.
Today. Yeah.
I cannot do all-nighters. I don't. Why? No, I just... I just fall asleep. Like,
you just fall asleep. I mean, just.
I don't know. I just how? Can't. I just can't. I can't.
Just tell your brain to go be awake. Just be like, hey, dumb brain, be awake. And then your brain will be
I have to have caffeine in me. I wouldn't call myself a heavy caffeine drinker. I don't. But I definitely drink caffeine. Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, so I definitely have to have caffeine in me if I was to do an all-nighter. If I don't, I fall asleep at like 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's bad.
At one. That's when you try to go to sleep. Yeah, like, so.
Oh, was there any storms in town last night? You think so? Okay. How long was it?
Yeah, there was, actually. Yeah, there was. Sorry, my brain's...
No, like, how long did it last? It was
last night. I don't know, honestly. I just started playing Getting Over It. I was like, all right, there's a storm. Time to play Getting Over It.
There was a storm at my house, but it was like 13 miles away, or if to convert that to kilometers for everyone else not using miles, the conversion is
I just hear you typing
20 kilometers. So the storm would have been either where you are. Or, because I could not tell you which direction it was, but it was going all night. It was going from 9 p.m. to, like, 6 a.m. Yeah, there was, like, one break.
Really? Mine happened, like, at the beginning of the night at, like, around, like, 10-ish, 9-ish. And then it stopped.
Must have, like, came from your house and just came to my house. Because it stayed, like, 20 kilometers away the whole time. It did not get closer, did not get farther. It was just staying in the general vicinity. So if you want to know how I can tell it was 13 miles away, so when you see lightning and then you count however long it takes for thunder to hit, that's how many miles it is. So if you don't know this, lightning makes thunder. So if there's lightning, there's always thunder. And if there's thunder, there's always lightning. So lightning or thunder comes right after lightning. But the farther away it is, the longer it takes to actually you to hear it. It's called the speed of sound. So however many seconds you, so like you see lightning and you count 10 seconds and then you hear the thunder 10 miles away, you're fine. But if you see the lightning and like not even a millisecond after you see the thunder, it's right above you. So get in the bathtub.
That happened to me once.
Yeah, I remember like there was a huge thunderstorm like a month or something ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was lying down in my room, and then my grandfather had the bright idea
to open up all the windows.
Literally, to close it, you have to go outside too, and then you have to push it back. And then I was literally just staying in my room, and all I could hear was like boom. Bang! And I was like, what is happening? I tried to go to sleep, and then all of a sudden I just see this big flash of light. And then instantly there's just a huge boom, and I'm like, okay, something bad's happening.
That's why I went... Go ahead.
And I was too afraid to get out of bed, too.
That's when I like, check the weather and I see that there's going to be a thunderstorm. That's when I go and download, like, podcasts, because I'd rather listen to a podcast than listen to music. I'm just that kind of person. But I would download more podcasts. So say if the storm gets really bad, I just close my eyes, put my head under covers, and just put my Beats on. They're soundproof, so I can't hear anything. And then just listen to my podcast. So
nice.
Yeah, but no, just oh my god! Imagine this. Once I was going on a trip, I was I think 7 years old with my parents. We're just flying through the air, and then we're flying through a thunderstorm now. Scariest time of my life. I swear the plane got struck. But planes can get struck because they have static electricity rods that can take the electricity. It's fine. We learned about it in science. You're just going to keep saying, okay. yeah, so you got anything?
Me,
the drinking water. So I got something. This is, you'd only know this if you follow me on Instagram, but I posted on my Instagram account and I said I was going to break a world record and I really, really wanted to. It was going to be the world's longest no-hander on a pedal bike. So just like a normal mountain bike, just a no-hander. I was going to go for 40 kilometers to break the world record. And then, legal stuff happened. Yeah. So
what do you mean legal stuff?
I was going to do it on a highway. And so apparently when you're on a highway, you have to be holding onto the handlebars, wearing a helmet, have high vis, and you also can't be doing world records on a highway. You need to be doing it on a closed track. So I was so sad when I heard that, because I'm like, man, this is going to be a great video. It's going to pop off. This is what's going to make me become famous. And then that happened.
And then...
Yeah, it was...
Yeah.
There's like... This is what happens when you don't plan for a podcast.
There's a bunch of awkward silence and me laughing.
Yeah, it's just going to be Jamal. And, okay. So I'm just going to go on the internet and see if there's anything to talk about, some topics or anything.
Yeah, you should do that.
Play Roblox.
I'm going to just sit here. Oh, yeah, for sure. I want to play it.
I don't know. I have to go out soon. I have to do some work and stuff like that.
Okay, I see.
55 things to talk about with your crush. Yep. What superpower would you have for one day?
For one day?
Control time. I'd be the same. No, I would be able to pause time.
Control time, pause time are basically the same thing.
But
except control time's a bit better.
I say pause time's a bit better. You could pause time and then literally do anything you want. And no one could stop you because everything would be paused.
Yeah, but like reversing time, you can do something and then reverse and be like,
That would also mess up the future. You have to think about it.
I didn't kill those guys.
They're still alive. Do you want to just go through every single question about this on this website?
Yeah.
All right. Most bizarre pet peeve.
Banana.
You're scared of bananas? Yeah. Do you even know what pet peeve means?
No.
It means you have a fear of something.
Oh, a fear of something.
So you have a fear of bananas. You don't like them. Taste wise or look wise or.
I don't like
them. What?
Look wise.
Oh yeah, I have to disagree with you. I like bananas. They're yellow. And they're like yellow.
Pee.
Yeah.
Like pee. What else?
Me?
Yeah, no, what else about the bananas? The shape.
Perfect.
The shape.
Oh yeah. You throw it, comes straight back.
Yeah, except I don't know how to boomerang works.
Yeah, neither do I. My biggest pet peeve.
All right, next question.
I have to answer these.
No, next question. Okay. No one cares about you.
Who knows you the best?
Me, myself.
Good answer.
All right, now let me give you a question. I've been thinking this question through this whole podcast.
Okay.
So it's a good one. What's your biggest pet
peeve? Ooh, my biggest pet peeve. The Sasai kick. Okay, never mind. You'd only get that if you watch my videos. biggest pet peeve. That was a joke. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he listens to this podcast too. Yeah, nice. That was a joke. Don't make another 52-minute video about me. Biggest pet peeve. It would be not being alone in the dark. So, you're sitting in your room in just complete darkness, just sitting alone, staring at the walls, and you're like, you hear a noise, and you're like, you look over to the left, you're like, am I even alone?
But look, if someone's trying to rob your house, chase the robber. Like, they're gonna be just so confused why you're chasing them. They're gonna be so afraid, they're gonna run away.
How come I can't
see? They're gonna be like, oh my god, that guy has a knife, run! You just start, some guy's pointing a gun at you, just start screaming at him like,
Abu-jibu-jabba. I can just see, like, 7-foot robber robbing Jamal's house, and then there's just like Jamal being 5'4" he is, with his hands in the air, just screaming, chasing him. Just chasing him out of the house. Just back to his car, and then you just hop in his car and hide. He's like, phew, I got away. Jamal pops up in the back seats. Oh my god. Okay, here's another one.
Look like
What's the first thing you would do if you won the lottery?
Cash it in.
That's a
What else am I supposed to do?
You know, buy something?
No, I'm going to keep the money.
Oh, yeah?
I got to flex on people, yeah.
Okay, number 6. What was your favorite TV show as a kid?
My favorite TV show, SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's a good one.
What about number you? 7? What's your favorite TV show?
What?
What's your favorite TV show?
As a kid?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't really remember much of my childhood. Especially.
Whoa.
Like TV, like SpongeBob, it was an OG, but I don't think it was my favorite. Oh, I remember Scooby-Doo.
Honestly, I don't remember watching anything else.
Nah, man, I was a big Scooby-Doo fan.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
All right. What's the first thing you would do if you were the opposite sex for one day? So, Jamal, if you were an attack helicopter, what would you do?
Confidentiality.
You'd what?
Confidential.
Confidential.
Yeah, I can't say it. Otherwise, I'm going to go to jail.
Okay. Number 8. What kind of music are you into?
Music. Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's not a type of music. That's a song. It's not. Type of music would be like a genre, like rap,
I guess.
Rock.
I guess rap.
Yeah, rap. Same. Most kids our age are into rap.
Yeah.
But then there are some kids that like don't like rap.
And so they like rock.
Yeah. Don't know why I did
honestly,
that.
Honestly, rock. Yeah.
Okay, number 9. What type of movies do you like?
What type of movies? It's like a thriller action. I want their suspense. Oh my god, is he gonna die?
Okay. So this list could be used for anyone trying to start a conversation with a beloved girl or podcasts.
Wait, those were for a girl?
Things to talk about with your crush. We still have like 50 more. If we're going to go through them all. I say we go to 20. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
Because there's about 55.
Go
like
through
I
these
said.
As fast as possible. Let's go through these as fast as possible, okay?
Fast as possible. We are on. What's your favorite movie?
Yeah. What's my favorite movie? I give up. It's going to take time to think about that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Diary of the Wimpy Kid, the Roger Rules.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food / restaurant?
My food / restaurant. My favorite food is... Okay, why are these getting harder?
I don't know.
My favorite food is... That's not a food, though. That's a drink. Pizza.
Taking a long time to think about this, or what?
I think it's pizza. My favorite food.
All right, pizza. Okay, number 12. Do you like cooking?
No.
Are there any books you would really recommend I should read?
There?
Okay. What shows do you watch?
I don't watch shows anymore.
Okay. Where do you wish you could go? Like, on vacation?
On a vacation? Probably Mexico. Okay.
Do you have any hobbies?
Yep.
Okay. What are some current trends you just can't get behind?
Skip.
Okay. We still are young, so we can't do that one. What do you usually do?
I
want to
answer that question.
You want to answer it? Okay. What was your hometown like?
My hometown? I mean, it was okay, I guess. All right, next question.
Okay. What do you usually do when you hang out with your friends?
Hang.
Like, say you're hanging out with me. What would we usually do?
Hang out with my friends.
Talk and probably play basketball.
Probably. I mean, I'm pretty good at that. Next question, hurry up. You're like.
I'm just thinking, what kind of jobs have you worked at? Okay.
None.
What accomplishments are you most proud of? What
accomplishments? Getting over it.
All right. What is the next big thing you want to accomplish?
The next big. Finish high school, I guess. Get sponsored by Gatorade, actually.
Get sponsored by Gatorade. All right. 23. What sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? Drunk basketball hockey. Be like.
Look for. Because then people can actually fight and stuff.
Yeah. What? No.
Alright, is that it?
No, there's more. What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Videos. Especially vlogging.
Videos. Jeez! If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Dax.
Okay.
I was gonna say
baboons.
Pigs. Just like you.
Pigs. Okay. What part of a kid's movie completely scared you?
What part of it? Right, I didn't watch that many scary.
No, it's just like normal kids movies that just scared you.
That just scared me. I think I know.
Okay, you want to skip it then? What's the most ridiculous fact you know.
Fact. The giant horse cock weighs over 11 pounds.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
You definitely shouldn't have. All right, this is going to be the last question, okay? Two more.
All right.
What's the funniest joke you know by heart?
I don't know any jokes
from
my heart. I don't have a heart.
Oh. Okay, this one, we're both going to answer this, okay?
Okay.
What would be the absolute worst name you could have gave your child? Got any? Me first? Okay, the worst name I would give a child would definitely be Karen. What's going on? All right, I think that's good for the podcast.
Very bad.
All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and catch us next time we make one in another 2 months. Bye.